Browser window.
Hello, everyone. This is Dan with the training department at Freedom Scientific. We'll go ahead and start now with today's free webinar for Introduction to Office 365/2016 with JAWS. And looking at the objectives for today, we have some things we want to talk about include the differences between the standalone version of your desktop-type Office 2016 applications, and you also have the desktop versions that are actually installed with Office 365, the subscription version. So you will have two different actual versions possible on your computers for the desktop versions of Office 2016. We'll talk more about that later. But some of the differences between those we'll look at. We'll also look at Word Online with how to navigate the start screen, how to open a new blank document, how to use Control F6 to navigate in that environment, how to save a document, how to upload a document to the cloud, how about how to work with documents that are already saved in the cloud. We'll also talk a little bit about accessible reading mode, Tell Me, which is a great feature. We'll look at several different keyboard shortcuts as we're working through the different documentation. We'll look at and talk a little bit about the accessibility in Office 365 as we're going through this. And then we'll take a look at some of the different online apps like Outlook, Excel, PowerPoint, and so on. And if we have time, we'll also look at some of the desktop versions as well. So I'm going to go ahead and push out the next page here.
Introduction to Office 365/2016 with JAWS document. Introduction to Office 360.
And I press the control key there to stop JAWS from talking. This is the main page of the documentation, which you can reach if you're using JAWS in today's webinar. You can press function key F6 if you're live with us and go to the browser area.
F6, document.
And inside the documentation area, there's a link right at the top of the page for open the documentation in a new browser window.
Open the documentation in a new browser window opens in a new window link.
And if you don't have a copy of the documentation open already and you'd like to have it open, go ahead and choose that link because in a few moments I'm going to start what we call desktop sharing. And during the desktop sharing, the area here, which is the browser part of the window in the conference room, will actually change to a picture or an image of my desktop, which is obviously not accessible in terms of JAWS speech or anything like that because it's just an image. So if you'd like to follow along with the documentation, grab that link, open the documentation in a new browser window. For those of you who are new, the first time joining us, we want to welcome you. It's been a while since we've had a free webinar here, and we'll be having some more later on this year as well. I don't have anything posted right now for the free ones, but soon we will. We also have some paid webinars for Office 2016 posted on our website as well. The first thing I'm going to do is go ahead and sign into my Microsoft account, and I'll go ahead and start the desktop sharing for those of you who are participating live. If you can see the screen, where the documentation is in the browser area is going to be an image of my computer. For those of you who are participating in the archived recordings, the recorded part of the archive does not show up, so you'll only see just the documentation and the buttons for the flash player to play and pause and things like that. So, let me go ahead and start the desktop sharing here.
Context menu, administration menu, favorite submenu, web doc, leaving menus, open the document. Open the documentation in a new browser window opens in a setting a please wait dot 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 dialog pause button.
And I'm just waiting for it to come across on the other computer that I'm monitoring here. All right, it looks like it's there. So I'll go ahead and switch over to the
Freedom Scientific
portal.
Office 365. Sign into your account - Internet Explorer. Sign into your.
And so I have a login page for the Microsoft Online portal, and it's got my password and everything ready. I'll just tap on the sign in.
Keep me sign in button. Password pat alert. Sorry, you're signed dash and timed out.
Oops, let's try that again.
Keep me sign in button. Password edit. ***. Continue. Microsoft Office Home. Search edit. Search online documents.
Okay, so here in the Microsoft Office Home portal, if I press Insert T to read the title of the current window.
Title is Microsoft Office Home - Internet Explorer. Heading is Good Afternoon.
I hear that it says Microsoft Office Home, and it also says Good Afternoon, in this case, Eastern Time here in the United States. The thing to notice as you press up and down arrow here in this page, I'm going to press Control Home and go to the top of the page.
Microsoft Office Home.
And then I'll press down arrow from there.
Blank. Heading level 2, Good Afternoon. Search.
There's a search edit box.
Edit search online documents. Link click here to search your online documents.
And what
the
you're going to notice
below the search bar
is that most of these things here are links, but they're also headings and things like that that you can use for navigation as well. I'm just going to down arrow.
Visited link, go to your email. Link, go to your calendar. Link, go to people and contacts. Link, go to your newsfeed. Visited link, go to OneDrive for business.
So you can also use your list of links, insert F7, to bring up the list of links for JAWS and look for different things like Word and Excel and PowerPoint. The thing that you would want to notice about these is that as you press down arrow,
visited link, go to SharePoint.
They say go to SharePoint.
Link, go to Outlook web app for tasks.
Go to Outlook web app and different things like that. So even though visually on the screen the links say mail, calendar, people, newsfeed, etc., the actual wording that they've got them on the page is for the words go to in front of all of that. So that's not necessarily the best practice for naming files and feature links and things like that. If you look at it with your list of links, insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Go to Outlook web app for tasks. 8 of 27.
You'll see that all the links start with go to. And again, it would be better if they just had them labeled as email, calendar, people, newsfeed, and so on. That way you could use first letter navigation a little bit easier here. But knowing that they're there, that's fine.
Escape.
Just below those links at the top of the page, there is a button for installing the software. And I'm going to down arrow until I find it.
Link store. Link admin. Visited link. Open the software page to install Office.
There it is. It said visited link. Open the software page to install Office. Now, visually, what that says is install software. And again, we have a discrepancy between what they've got programmed into the code and what we see visually on the page. So visually on the page, it says install software. In your list of links, it's going to say open the software page to install Office.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Open the software page to install Office. 16 of 27.
Okay, so I'm going to press Escape for now just to get out of the list of links.
Escape. Open the folder containing presentation 2.pptx link.
I'll continue pressing down arrow here.
9 days ago. Book 4 link. Link open the folder containing book 4.xlsx. 9 days ago. Document 16 link.
So now I'm in my list view underneath the documents area. I'll press Control Home and go back to the top of the page.
Microsoft Office Home.
And what I'll do now is I'll just press the letter H to move by heading.
Good Afternoon, heading level 2.
So there's a heading at the top of the page right above the search area called Good Afternoon. And as I press H again,
documents heading level 2.
There's a level 2 heading for documents. And just below that, if I press down arrow, you'll hear a button or a link that says has pop-up link. Open the Create Document menu. And visually on the screen, that one says new, which starts with the letter N as in November.
Visited has pop-up link. Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select.
Okay, so there it is. Has pop-up link. Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select. Now, pardon me. All of that information is not a JAWS message. That's actually a message from the website. So even though it's coded as the word new, when you press enter on that, you get a context menu.
Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select has pop-up link.
And inside that context menu, there are three choices: Word document, Excel workbook, and PowerPoint presentation. So for now, I'm just going to press Escape to get out of that context menu.
Escape.
As I mentioned, you could use the arrow keys just to read through the page, reading through the links. You can also, if you're at the top of the page, I'll press Control Home. You can also press the Tab key to navigate here.
Search Edit. Click here to search your online documents. Go to your email link. Go to your calendar link. Go to People and Contacts link.
And so that's just moving through the same information from the top of the page using the Tab key. So a couple of different ways that you can navigate pretty easily. Let's go ahead and create a Word Online document. So creating a new Word Online document, it focuses in your main screen here for Microsoft Office Home. What I'll do is I'll press Insert F7 to bring up my list of links.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Go to People and Contacts. 4 of 27.
Now, there are two choices here. I could go to the one that says Go to Word, which is one of those links near the top underneath the search area, or I could choose to activate the New button that had that context menu. It's actually a link, and it says New, but actually in the background what it said was has pop-up link, open the Create Document menu. So I'm going to choose that one, and since it doesn't start with the letter N as you would expect, it starts with the letter H for has, I think. How about O?
Open the software page to install Office.
Okay, that's open the software page. That's not the one I want.
Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select.
There it is. Open the Create Document menu. That's the one that visually on the screen reads New. I'll press Enter.
Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select has pop-up link.
And I'll press the down arrow here.
Menu.
There it says Menu.
Word Document menu.
And where it says Word Document, I'll go ahead and press Enter on that.
Menu. Create Word document. Leaving menus. New browser window. Internet Explorer. Loading. Document 17.docs. Word online frame. Page has one frame, one region, one application and no links. Blank. Home. H. Document 17.docs. Press Alt-Shift-A for accessibility help.
We got a lot of speech there. I'm going to press Windows key and up arrow to maximize that window.
Windows up arrow, home, page.
So focus is in a blank new document, and the title on this particular, the title of this document on my computer is Document 17. The more you work with these documents in the cloud, the more those numbers will increment and change. So it might not be the same on your computer. You may have Document 1, you may have Document 2, and so on. Even if you don't have Microsoft Office in the cloud, you can just sit back and listen as we go through this. So how do you tell the difference if you're working on an online document versus a desktop version of the document? Because visually, looking at this, it looks very, very similar to those documents that you see in the desktop version. So for example, in this case, if I read the title, insert T.
Title is Document 17.docs-Internet Explorer.
I heard that it said Document 17.docs Internet Explorer. So that's one clue. If you hear the name of a browser, Internet Explorer, for example, Firefox, Edge, or Chrome, as those browsers are getting more and more accessible, more and more people will be using them. So if you press Insert T and you hear Document X and then the name of a browser, that's a pretty good clue that you've got the online version of one of these Office products working. Another way you can tell is if you press Alt and the letter H to go to the Help menu, for example. If you're in Microsoft Word on the desktop, for example, and you press Alt and the letter H, or in Excel, same thing in PowerPoint, you'll go to the Home tab of the ribbon, I think it is. So if I press Alt H here,
Alt H, Menu, File, Internet Explorer Help F1.
We get the help topic for Internet Explorer. So again, we didn't go to the ribbon, so that's just good to know. I'm going to press Escape a few times to get out of the menus and go back into the document.
Escape. Leaving menu bar. Document contents. Document contents editing area. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Press Control F6 to leave. Press Alt Shift A for accessibility help.
Okay, now I do not, as somebody asked in the chat area, I don't have the virtual ribbons on for JAWS. The virtual ribbon feature is a feature in JAWS that basically excuse me, keeps you confined to the ribbon groups, because when you're on the lower ribbon, pressing left and right arrow, you can accidentally go from one group to another without realizing it. And so we have a feature in JAWS called the virtual ribbon menu feature that you can turn on and off, and on my computer it's off. If you have the virtual ribbon menu feature on, it's great if you don't understand the ribbons, but if you want to use the key tips that come along with the ribbons, so if I press the Alt key, for example, to go to the Home tab of the ribbon, I'll see those key tips visually.
Menu bar, file. Leaving menu bar, document.
And
contents.
In this case, of course, document that won't happen escape. Because we're not running in the desktop version. If I were running the desktop version and pressed Alt, I would go to the ribbon. In this case, when you're in the online documents, you can press Control F6 to move around. But before I do that, I'm just going to try typing something.
Question: Hello, how are you today?
And I just type some text in there. It looks very similar to the text that you would type in a regular Word document. Very easy. Now, if for some reason you type something like the letter H to type the word hello, and JAWS tells you that there are no headings on the page, for example, then what's happened is that the virtual cursor is still on, and you're getting navigation quick key mode by pressing the letter H. And when JAWS says there's no headings. So if you're hearing something like that regarding navigation quick keys, that simply means that form mode didn't come on, and it should come on automatically when you're working in these documents in the cloud. But if it did not, for some reason, you could press Enter in the document area to go into forms mode, and then you should be able to type. Just in case you did want to get back into the virtual cursor mode to explore some other part of the screen, for example, you can get back into the virtual cursor mode by pressing numpad plus twice quickly. Now, the new blank document has several different parts that we're going to talk about. If you were looking at the top of the screen visually, you'll see the tab for the browser itself. In this case, it says document16.docs up there on the very top. And that's the browser tab. Then there's a couple of toolbars, and of course the top line of the document for document 617 in this case in Word Online is probably about the third or the fourth line down from the top of the screen. And below that we have some lines of what appears to be, of course, the ribbon, the upper tabs, and then below that the lower tabs of the ribbon with groups and different controls in those. So starting from the top, you have the browser page title, and then a couple of lines down, you have the Microsoft Office's button, the document itself, and in between those two areas, you have the ribbon, and down at the bottom of the page is a footer. Not necessarily a footer, but a status bar, I guess is the word for it, and it says right now page 1 of 1. The keystroke to use to move around is Control F6. So I'm going to press Control F6. Document focuses in the document.
Blank.
It's on a blank line. And I'll press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar. Editing view shows approximate page ends. For exact page layout, switch to reading view button.
That may not show up very well on the screen sharing. The screen sharing is kind of hard to see sometimes. But where the focus is now is on the bottom left-hand side of the screen, on the page 1 of 1 button. This is the status bar at the bottom of the screen, and from there you could press right arrow and left arrow to move across the status bar. I'll press Control F6 again.
Control F6, list of Microsoft services button.
Focus now is at the top left-hand side of the screen, right above the word file in the ribbon. And there's a button there that says Microsoft Services button. When you activate that button, it allows you to choose other apps or services that you're subscribed to. So very similar to the opening page when we were in the portal, I could choose the Microsoft Services button here, activate it, and then I could choose to go to another app, like, for example, Excel or PowerPoint. Now you can press Tab to move across this line of buttons near the top of the screen. If I press the Tab key from here, I'll find one that has my name.
Dan Clark Link.
That's just to the right of the words Word Online up on the top part of the screen. If I tab again, I'll hear the document name.
Rename file button, document 17.
And I heard that I could rename it. I could rename it by pressing Enter to go into edit mode, give it a new name, and so on. After that, if I press Tab again, there's a Share button.
Share button.
And if I press Tab again,
List of Microsoft Services button.
Focus has moved back to the left-hand side near the top of the screen on the List of Microsoft Services button. When I press Control F6 again, I'll go to the ribbon itself.
Control F6. Home tab selected. Expanded. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows H.
And now this is the upper ribbon, so focus is on the Home tab of the upper ribbon. And once you're on the ribbon, you can press Tab by itself to move across the upper tabs of the ribbon. So if I wanted to go to the Insert tab to the right, I could just press the Tab key.
Insert tab collapsed. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows N.
Insert tab. Tab again. We'll go to the Page Layout tab.
Page Layout tab collapsed. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows P.
And Shift tab will go backwards, of course.
Insert tab collapsed. Home tab selected. Expanded. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows H.
If you want to go to the lower ribbon, once you're on a tab of the upper ribbon, you can press the Enter key on that upper tab.
Undo. Undo button. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows HZ. Home. H.
Focus now is on the lower ribbon underneath the Home tab, and it's on the Undo button there. If I press the Tab key here.
Undo redo button unavailable. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
There's a redo button. If I tab again.
Clipboard. Clipboard paste toggle button has...
There's a paste button.
Clipboard cut button.
Cut, which is not available, copy, and so on. And I could continue to press Tab to move through the lower part of the ribbon. Another thing you can do when you get into the lower part of the ribbon, and this works in the desktop versions as well, is you can press the keystroke combination control right arrow to go to the next group of the ribbon. So focus is now in the clipboard group, and I'll press control right arrow.
Cut button unavailable. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Calibri left paren body right paren font.
Focus went into the Calibri body, which is in the font group. If I press control right arrow again.
Blank. Paragraph. Paragraph bullets toggle button has pop-up.
It's in the paragraph group on the bullets button. Control right arrow again.
Styles. Styles normal toggle button pressed.
It's on the in the styles group, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth group over to the right on my computer. It might be a little different on your computer depending on how it's set up, but control left arrow will go backwards.
Blank. Paragraph. Calibri left. Blank. Clipboard. Clipboard paste toggle button.
And I was just pressing control left arrow kind of quickly there to go through those. Finally, pressing control F6 again from the ribbons will put focus back in the document. So I'll press control F6 again.
Control F6. Document contents. Document contents editing area. Edit. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Press. Period. Today is Wednesday.
And just typed in some more text. Now, what if you wanted to save this document? We'll talk a little bit about saving anyway, but one of the nice things about saving in the cloud is that the documents are saved automatically, so you don't have to. This is great. If you go to the file menu, for example, you won't, or the file tab, I should say, of the ribbon, you won't find the word save there because it's all automatically saved every couple of seconds. And this is a great feature. What if you want to open an existing Word Online document? So right now, focus is in a new document that I opened up. And I'm able to type in that document. If I wanted to open up a new existing Word document, let's say, I will go to the Microsoft Services button, choosing with Control F6. So I'll have to press Control F6, if you'll recall, twice from the document to get to the Microsoft Services button. The first time it goes to the footer or excuse me, the status bar down at the bottom of the page, and then the second time goes to the Microsoft Services button. So I'll press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar. Editing view shows approximate page ends. For exact page layout, switch to Reading View button.
Yeah, that's the page number area. I'll press Control F6 again.
Control F6. List of Microsoft Services button.
And I'll press Enter on that.
Go to your email link. Mail.
So now we have opened up the list of different places that you can go in the portal for my subscription. And I'll just press the tab key here.
Go to your calendar link. Calendar.
There's calendar.
Go to people and contacts link. People.
People.
Go to your newsfeed link. Newsfeed.
Newsfeed. What I'm looking for is OneDrive.
Go to OneDrive for business link. OneDrive.
There it is. That's where your documents are stored in the cloud for Microsoft. I'll press the Enter key on OneDrive.
Toolbar. List of Microsoft Services button. OneDrive for business. Alert. Discover what's trending around you. Page has 4 regions, 1 application, 5 headings and 30 links. Files-OneDrive. Not in a table. Table. Column 1. Row 2.
I'm just looking at the document and the page here. It took a few seconds for it to load. I'm going to press the back button just to go back to the prior page for a second.
Blank. Back. Document17.docs. 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 Home. H. Editing area. Edit. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Hello, how are you today? Press Control F6 to leave. Press Alt Shift A for accessibility help. Hello, how are you today? Edit. Press Alt Shift A for accessibility help.
And I'm just checking my notes here to see where I'm at. I'm going to go back to Control F6 again.
Control F6. Toolbar. Editing view shows a prompt.
That's the toolbar down at the bottom, the status bar. Control F6 again.
Control F6. List of Microsoft Services button.
And I'll press Enter right there.
Go to your email link. Mail. Go to your calendar link. Calendar. Go to people and contacts link. People. Go to your newsfeed link. Newsfeed. Go to OneDrive for business link. OneDrive.
And I'll go ahead and press Enter on that.
Toolbar. List of Microsoft Services button. OneDrive for business.
I'm just waiting for it to finish loading. I'm trying to see if it says Office.com is not responding. Recover
just
web page.
Microsoft Office Home - Internet Explorer.
Go ahead and do that.
Recover web page button.
That always happens when you're doing a live presentation, right?
Files-OneDrive-Internet Explorer. Microsoft Office Home-Internet Explorer. Recover web page button.
I'm just trying to get that recover web page out of the way. There it goes.
Recover web page. Files-OneDrive-Internet Explorer.
Let me close this page here.
Alt F4. Microsoft Office Home-Internet Explorer. Close document. Files-OneDrive-Internet Explorer. New browser window. Files-OneDrive-Internet Explorer.
Well, I think I managed to close
Freedom
that.
Scientific training room left. Let's moderator. See, Office 365-2.
Office.
Introduction to Office 360.
That?
Freedom Scientific Training Room dash inter. Freedom
okay.
Scientific.
So let me go back into my portal. Sorry about that.
Windows R. Run dialog. Type the name
Internet
of the program.
Internet Explorer got me.
Full open list box. HT open colon et, Internet Explorer. Files-OneDrive left paren not responding right paren. Search edit. Search
okay, so I was going to show you how to open up a document that's already saved. So I'll just go ahead and pick that up from here. I'll press the letter H until I find the heading for documents.
Documents heading level 2.
And then I can down arrow from there.
Visited has pop-up link. Open the Create Document menu. Use the arrow keys to navigate and enter to select.
Okay, that's the one that says new visually.
Blank. Blank.
A couple of blank lines.
Heading level 5 last opened.
There's a heading for last opened.
Document 17 link.
And there's the one that I had open a moment ago. I'll just go ahead and press enter to reopen it.
Document 17. New browser window. Document 17.docs. Document 17.docs. Page.
Okay. Now, I'm going to maximize this window again with Windows up arrow.
Windows up arrow.
Give it a few seconds to load. One of the things that you'll find when you open up a new document like this that's been opened before is that it may come up in read-only mode. And that seems to be the case here. So if I press Control Home to go to the top of the file,
document 17.docs.
I hear the title.
Document 17.docs frame.
And as I down arrow,
document 17.docs application. Toolbar with one buttons.
Toolbar.
Header. List of Microsoft Services button.
There's the Services button.
Word Online Dan Clark. Toolbar end. Link accessible reading mode.
I hear accessible reading mode.
Visited link Dan Clark. Document 17. Toolbar with five buttons. Edit document button. A menu collapsed.
There's an edit document button.
Print button.
Print button.
Share button.
Share. These are across the top, near the top of the document.
Find toggle button. More button. A menu collapsed. Toolbar end. Toolbar with two buttons. Status bar.
And then it goes down to the status bar. So the text that's in the middle of the document, there are two lines of text there. And one of them says, hello, how are you today? And the other one says, today is Wednesday. That text is not immediately available when you first open these documents because it is in read-only mode. So what you want to do here is press Control F6 again to move to the link that has your name. So I'll press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar, give feedback to Microsoft button.
That's in the bottom right-hand side of the page on the toolbar at the bottom right.
Control F6, list of Microsoft services button.
Control F6 again, back up to the top left where it said Microsoft offices button. Control F6 one more time, should put focus on the link with my name in it.
Control F6, Dan Clark link.
And I could activate that to open up some of the other documents and things that I had been working on, but for here, what I want to do is press the tab key until I find that button that says edit document.
Toolbar, tab for comment actions, tab for comment actions button, a menu, edit document.
There it is, it said edit document. I'll press enter and we'll get a context menu.
Menu, tab for comment actions, tab for comment actions, one of two.
So the first choice in the edit document is edited in Word, and the text there says, use the full functionality of Microsoft Word. If I down arrow to the second choice, it says edit in browser.
Tab for comment action.
And it says, I just silenced it from speaking, and it says, make quick changes right here using Word Online. So since I'm working with the one online and I want to go into edit mode again to edit that, I'll just press enter here.
Leaving menus. Toolbar. Tab for comment actions, tab for comment actions button, a menu, edit document. Hello, how are you today? Home, page, editing area, edit.
And now I can hear the text in that document again. Hello, how are you today? That question.
Today is Wednesday.
And then today is Wednesday, the other part there. Another way to do this again, instead of pressing Control F6 to move twice from the document to the taskbar at the bottom of the page and then down up to the top to the Microsoft Offices area and then to the link with your name, is to just choose the list of links, insert F7, and move to the link with your name. Don't activate it, but just choose the Move to It button in the list of links. And once you're on that link with your name in it, just press the Tab key to find the Edit Document button. And you'll find that these documents in the cloud for OneDrive go into this read-only mode almost every time you Alt-Tab away from them and go somewhere else and come back. You may end up having to do this frequently, so you should learn how to do it pretty quickly. Saving a document we talked about already. It's automatically done, but you can choose the Save As in the File tab. So if I were to press Control F6 a couple of times to get to the ribbon, I can actually press Shift Control F6, I believe, and get to the ribbon quicker.
Control Shift F6. Home tab selected, expanded, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
And I'll press the left arrow. Actually, Shift tab to go to the File tab.
File. File, File button, a menu, use JAWS key plus Alt plus.
And then Enter.
Menu. Close menu. 1 of 9.
And then from there I can down arrow.
Info tab collapsed. New tab collapsed has.
See, there's not a save choice there anymore.
Open tab collapsed has. Save as tab collapsed.
But there is a save as. So if you wanted to give it a different name, you could do that there. Now, I do see a lot of questions coming in over the chat area, and I'm sorry I don't have anybody co-moderating with me to help answer those, so I'll go back and try and answer those later.
Escape. Leaving menu.
So I pressed Escape to get out of that.
Escape.
Out of the backstage view, or out of the File tab. And I can press Control F6 again to move back to the document.
Control F6. Document contents. Document contents editing area. Edit, use JAWS key plus Alt.
So when you do save a document here, it saves it as a web page in your local documents folder by default, and the extension is MHT. MHT is a web page archive format. So what if you want to upload a document from your computer to OneDrive? There are, as usual, a couple of ways to do that as well. One way that you could do it, when Focus is in a Word Online document here, I can press Control F6 to move to the list of Microsoft Services button and go to OneDrive. So I'll go ahead and do that. I'll press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar.
Status bar at the bottom, or toolbar.
Control F6. List of Microsoft Services button.
And then I'll press Enter on the Microsoft Services button.
Go to your email link. Mail.
And I'm looking for OneDrive again, so I'll just tab until I find it.
Go to your calendar link. Go to people. Go to your newsfeed link. Go to OneDrive for business link.
And
OneDrive.
I'll press Enter to open that.
Toolbar. List of Microsoft Services button.
Takes a few seconds for it to load.
Table. Column 0.
There
row
it is.
0. Files.
Okay, I'm going to press Shift Tab a few times until I find a button that says New.
8 columns. Selection checkbox. Checkbox not checked. Column 1. Row 1.
I'll press Shift Tab again.
Out of table. Get the app. Get the app close button.
And again. Now this, the first time it went to a box over on the left-hand side of where the files are located. The second time, now it's in a little close button over on the top right side. It's kind of hard to see where the focus is visually sometimes on this page. But if I Shift Tab again.
Get the app link. Menu. New. Create a new folder or office document in this location. Use the left or right arrow keys to navigate and the Enter key to activate submenu.
I find a new button, and it's near the top of the screen. It's right below the word OneDrive and Office 365 near the top of the screen. Once I've found that, I can press right arrow and I'll find Upload.
Upload. Upload files from your computer to this location submenu.
And it says there's a way to upload. I'll press Enter on that.
Leaving menus. Choose file to upload dialog. File name colon edit combo.
And a file upload dialog box opens. It's a typical file open or file save as type of dialog box. So I'll just press Escape to get out of that.
Escape. Menu. Sort. New. Upload. Sync menu. Upload. Upload files from your computer. Escape.
Now, if you're in your desktop version of Microsoft Word and you wanted to save a document to OneDrive, then you would go to the File tab, Alt-F, of the ribbon and choose Save As. And inside the Save As choices in the backstage view, you can choose OneDrive. So that's another way that you could take something from a desktop version and then save it to OneDrive just using the File tab in your desktop version. You heard maybe a mention of an accessible reading mode at some points when you're going through the documentation here. If I press when a document's open and that Edit Document button is still available, in other words, I haven't chosen that button to edit the document, it's still in read-only mode. When I'm in that mode, there's an invisible link that you can find by pressing Tab or by using the list of links, and it's called Accessible Reading Mode. When you activate that link, it saves the document in an accessible PDF format. The reason they do that is just so it gives you the ability to do a better job of reading some of the text. If it doesn't read right or correctly, as you might expect it to in the online version, then if you choose the Accessible Reading Mode button, save it as a PDF that's an accessible PDF, you may find that you will get different results and maybe better results when you're just reading through a document. So just keep that in mind. So I'm going to go back to the document I was in. I'm going to press Alt Left Arrow to go back.
Back.
Might have to press it again.
Back. Leaving menus. Document17.docs-Internet Explorer. Document17.docs. Document17.docs application. Document17.docs application.
Okay, so when I've reopened it, once again, it's gone into read-only mode, so I'll press Control F6.
Control F6. Toolbar. Give feedback to Microsoft button.
That's the bottom of the page on the toolbar. Control F6 again.
Control F6. List of Microsoft services button.
And again.
Control F6. Dan Clark link.
Okay, and then once I've found my name there, I can press the Tab key.
Toolbar. Tab for comment actions. Tab for comment actions button. A menu. Edit document.
And choose Edit Document there and press Enter on that.
Menu. Tab for comment actions. Tab for comment actions. One of two.
All right. And I'm just going to choose Edit in the browser, the second choice. So I'll press down arrow and Enter.
Tab for comment actions. Leaving menus. Toolbar. Tab for comment actions. Tab for comment actions button. A menu. Edit document.
Okay. So one of the things that I mentioned is a great feature is the Tell Me. It's called Tell Me What You Want to Do. It's an edit box, and it's available both in the desktop version and the cloud versions. You can press Alt and the letter Q to go there. I'll press that now. Alt Q.
Alt Q. Tell me what you want to do. Left paren Alt plus Q. Right paren Edit. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
Okay, so focus is now in that search edit box. Let's say if I wanted to insert a table and I wasn't sure where it was on the ribbon, I could just type the word table here.
Found five results.
I hear that there are some results that it found, so I can down arrow into that list of results.
Menu. Select table unavailable. Use JAWS key plus all. More styles tab unavailable. Table tab collapsed has pop-up used.
There's a table
1X1
tab.
Table.
And then
table.
I can open up
key.
With right arrow.
Out of table. 2x1 table.
A 2x1.
3x1 table.
A 3x1.
3x2 table.
3x2.
3x3 table.
And 3x3, for example, if I wanted to insert a table. So that was real quick. I just went Alt-Q into the Tell Me What You Want to Do, and I typed the word table. I'll press Escape a few times to get out of that.
Escape.
What if I wanted to figure out how to do a bulleted list? Let's say that there's two items here in my document.
Selected.
I could select those two lines, and I could press Alt-Q.
Alt-Q. Tell me what you want to do. Left paren Alt plus Q. Right paren Edit. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus.
Type in the word bullet.
Expanded. Found five results.
Found some results there. I'll down arrow.
Menu. Bullets tab collapsed.
There's a bullets submenu.
Bullets. U. None selected.
There's one that says none is selected, and I can right arrow.
Bullet.
And choose just a regular bullet there and press enter.
Leaving menus. Document contents. Press Control F6 to leap. Blank.
And now those two bullets have been inserted into my document in front of those two lines of text. So the Tell Me What You Want to Do is a great feature. If you're not sure where to find something on the ribbon, just go ahead and press Alt-Q to go there, and then type in what you're looking for, and you should find it pretty easily. So a couple of things to talk about there with keyboard shortcuts. As we talked about so far, Control F6 is going to give you the top level navigation for moving around in the document. You can press the letter R to move to different regions on the page. You can use Insert F7, which is the JAWS list of links, and you can use Alt and the letter Q for the tell me what you want to do. So focus is now back
Link.
In my document.
Bottom of file. Leaving list. Testing.
Okay. Let's look at accessibility in Office 365. Back in your lesson, I'll Alt-Tab over to the lesson real quick.
Microsoft Office Home-Internet Explorer. Freedom Scientific Office Introduction to Office.
And down near the bottom of the page for this part of the lesson,
visited.
I'll press Control-End, E-N-D, and then I'll do Shift and the letter H to go backwards by heading.
Summary heading level, Control plus F, PowerPoint.
There's
overview
PowerPoint,
heading
which
level
we'll get
two.
To in a minute.
Control plus F, Excel overview
Excel,
heading, Outlook Lite app,
Outlook
on accessibility in Office.
And then there's accessibility in Office 365. And right here there are some links underneath this heading for accessibility in Office 365, and I'll just press the Tab key to move through those links.
Accessibility in Office 365 link.
So there's a link for accessibility from Microsoft in 365.
Keyboard shortcuts in Word online link.
A keyboard shortcut section.
Keyboard shortcuts in Excel online link.
For Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and then there's a link there for comparing Office products as well. Okay, I'm going to go back over to the portal.
Document 17.docs-Internet Explorer. Document contents. New browser window.
And I'm going to close this document by pressing Alt F4. Remember, it saves itself automatically, so I don't have to worry about that.
Alt F4, new browser window, introduction to Office 3.
Focus is back in the lesson notes. I'll press Alt Tab until I get back into the portal.
Microsoft Office Home-Internet Explorer, new browser window, Microsoft Office Home-Internet Explorer.
Okay, and I'm going to just use my list of links, Insert F7, to find Outlook.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Open the folder containing document 17.docs, 18 of 27.
And then you can press the letter G. Remember, everything starts with go to. Well, most of the things there. So I'll press G until I find go to mail.
Go to your Office 365 homepage. Go to your email.
There it is. I'll press enter.
Go to your email link. New browser window. Internet Explorer. Visited. Working dot dot dot. Visited. Inbox dash Outlook. Deleted items visited link. Deleted items visited link. Page has four headings and 37 links.
And I'll press Windows up arrow to maximize this.
Windows up arrow.
So here we have the online version of Microsoft Outlook. There are actually two versions of Outlook. There's an Outlook Lite, which is what I'm using right here, L-I-G-H-T, Outlook Lite. I think they might spell it L-I-T-E as well. I'm not sure. And then there's also an Outlook Web App standard version. The Outlook Lite version is the more accessible version. And some of the things that are different between these two versions, the Outlook Lite application, for example, I can press the letter H to move to the list of messages because they're all headings.
Left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 4 heading level 1 link. Left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 2 heading level 1 link.
Okay, so I'm moving just among those left, those subject lines in the list of the inbox just by pressing the letter H. Some of the things that are not available in the Lite version of web of Outlook versus the Outlook full version of the web app standard version, I should say, is you don't have the weekly or monthly calendar views. So in the Lite app, if you're looking at the calendar, all you're going to find is a day view. You also don't have access to the shared mailboxes or shared calendars. You do not have access to importing or exporting messages or contacts, and you don't have access to creating or modifying tasks or notes. So basically, the Outlook Lite version is accessible, and it's great for just going in there and checking your mail, reading mail, and replying to mail, and doing things like deleting things, moving them from folder to folder, and so on. But if you're interested in seeing more things and working with calendars, creating tasks and notes and things like that, you'll want to use the full version of Outlook. And again, we recommend using the full version, the desktop version of Outlook, versus the Outlook web app standard version, which is not as accessible right now as the light version. Of course, the light version is not completely as functional as the full version either, but it is there and it does work for just doing basic email stuff. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close Outlook by pressing Alt. Well, before I do that, I was on
heading level 1 link left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 2.
So if I'm on one of these messages, I could just press enter, for example, to open it.
Left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 2 heading level 1 link visit.
There are some headings on the page, so if I press the letter H until I find the heading that says RE colon music, I think in this case, this is a acoustic guitar. It's a group that I subscribe to just to get some practice documents.
Two messages heading level 1. Messages heading level 1. 1A heading level 2.
So there's a 1A heading level 2.
Re colon music heading level 2 link.
Re colon music heading level 2. And if I press down arrow there.
Heading level 4 Wednesday, June 28, 2017, 7:15 p.m. left paren PDT right paren. Posted by colon.
So this came in on June 28th.
Heading level 3 link porch bread. When I was about 11 years old, I got the impression from reading James Fenimore Cooper that Uncas was the last of the Mohicans.
And so I'm able to just move right to that section where the text is pretty easily by pressing the letter H and moving to it. Let's say I want to go back into my, well, what if you wanted to reply to it or delete it, forward it, that sort of thing? You could press Insert F7, bring up your list of links.
Links list dialog, links list view, porch bread, 35 of 55.
And I could type the letter R if I'm looking for the reply.
Reply to sender.
There are several reply choices. I'll press R again.
Reply to group.
Reply to sender or group.
Reply via web post.
Via web post.
Reply to sender. Reply to group.
And so on. So I could press escape to get out of the list of links.
Escape. Fenimore Cooper that uncalled.
If I want to go back to the inbox, I can press insert F7.
Links list dialog.
And look
links
for inbox by pressing I.
Inbox.
And then press enter to go back there.
Inbox link. Inbox dash outlook. Inbox dash outlook. Page has 4 headings and 37 links. Link new message.
I'm just going to press the letter H.
Left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 4 heading level 1 link. Left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket message 2 heading level 1 link.
So pressing the letter H, I move back to message 2. If I wanted to delete that, I could use the list of links to choose delete, but I can also press Shift Tab first. What I want to do is mark that message for deletion.
Select item checkbox not checked.
So pressing Shift Tab from the subject, you'll find a checkbox for each message. I can check that.
Checked. Not checked. Checked.
And then I can choose delete in my list of links. Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Delete.
And there's the delete button. I'll press enter.
Out of table. Delete link. Inbox dash outlook. Page has 3 headings and 36 links.
So now there's only 3 headings there. 3 messages in my inbox. And one of them is now in the deleted item folder. And so I can get rid of it later. I can go in there and either recover it or delete it permanently. So the Outlook Lite version is pretty accessible and easy to work with. You can get to your boxes, your mailboxes. You can navigate through the messages and the list views. You can manipulate the messages pretty easily as well. So I'm going to go ahead and close it for now.
Alt F4, new browser window.
And I know that it's getting close to the top of the hour. I see 5 till. So we may go a few minutes late, and then I'll take some questions, but I'm almost through. I want to go ahead and go into Excel. So I'm going to use the list of links, insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Go to your email.
And since they all start with G, I'll just press G until I find go to Excel.
Go to your calendar. Go to people and go to your newsfeed. Go to OneDrive for business. Go to SharePoint. Go to Outlook web app. Go to Word. Go to Excel.
There it is, and I'll press enter on that.
Go to Excel link. New browser window, Internet Explorer, visited, visited.
I'll press Windows key and up arrow to maximize this.
Windows up arrow.
Now, one of the things you want to notice is that when I use those links that are at the top of the page in the portal,
Microsoft Office,
across the top of the page in this dark blue section, there are links for go to Mail, go to Calendar, go to Word, go to Excel, and so on. Those links, when they're activated up there, cause those apps to open up in the backstage view.
Microsoft Excel Online dash worked.
And so when I pressed enter on that link and I got Excel, it opened up in the backstage view. But focus is on a new blank document template in the backstage view.
Bullet link, new blank workbook.
I just did a say line, insert up arrow, and it said new blank workbook. So I can press enter to activate that.
Book5.xlsx. Alert. Book5.xlsx. Excel online.
And then we have the Excel, pretty much like you're familiar with in the desktop version. You've got your rows and columns. The columns are labeled ABC across the top, and the rows are labeled 1, 2, 3 going down the left side.
Space. Space. Book5.xls.
Now, I heard a pop sound, so forms mode actually came on, I think, and then went off. So I'm going to press insert Z to turn forms mode off.
Use virtual PC cursor off.
It says virtual PC cursor is off, and now I can press right arrow, for example, to go from A1 to B1.
Space. Sheet 1. Space. C1. Space. D1.
And that's a technique that you may have to use from time to time. Insert Z is a toggle keystroke to toggle JAWS from the virtual PC cursor mode, if it's on, to the non-virtual cursor mode, which is like you're in a regular document. So at first, when I was trying to use the arrow keys here, the virtual cursor was still on, so I wasn't getting the behavior that I expected to find in a workbook, like an Excel workbook. So I turned off virtual cursor with insert Z, and now I'm able to type and do things here.
4, blank, 5, blank, 6, blank, D4.
You also have features like the auto sum, which is alt equals, for example. I typed in 4, 5, and 6 in D1, 2, and 3, and I'll press alt equals.
Alt equals, tooltip, sum, parameter number 1 required, parameter number 2 optional, dot, dot, dot.
I'll press enter.
D5.
Focus went down to D5, so I'll press up arrow to go back to D4.
Blank, 15, D4, contains formula.
So I heard it, the total there is 15, and it has a formula. So it works pretty well. You can use things like control spacebar to select the column.
15, D colon D, blank.
Shift spacebar to select a row.
6, 3, 3, space.
You can press Control G to use the Go To dialog box.
Control G, Go To dialog, reference colon edit.
So if I wanted to go to cell D4, I could just type in D delta 4,
4
and press enter.
Region edit, 15, D4.
And that's where that formula was for the total for 15. Now, you can't use F5, which is a Go To, which also activates the Go To in the desktop version of Excel, because F5 in the browser, remember we're in the browser, is the keystroke to refresh the browser page. So if you want to use GoTo, just stick to the Control G. You can also use Control F6 here in Excel to navigate between the worksheet names, which are down at the bottom of the page. So if I press Control F6.
Control F6, Sheet 1 tab selected.
Focus moves down to the sheet names. And once you're there, you could press Tab or Shift Tab if you had more than one sheet open and move between them. You can press Control F6 again.
Control F6, loading add-ins customized status bar give.
That's the status bar on the lower right side of the screen. Pressing tab there moves to the Help Improve Office button. Control F6 again will move me to the List of Microsoft Services button.
Control F6, toolbar, List of Microsoft Services button.
Then the Home tab of the upper ribbon.
Control F6, Home tab selected, expanded, use job.
Or whatever tab happened to have focus last, and then Control F6 again will bring me back to the worksheet area.
Control F6, region edit, blank, 6, D blank, C3.
So a lot of the keystrokes that you're familiar with in the desktop version of Excel remain the same, and it's pretty easy to use. I'm going to go ahead and bring up the list of links and find the Microsoft Services button.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
There's the Dan link.
Clark,
maybe
one
in
of
the
one.
Wrong place here.
Escape. Region edit.
We do the Control F6. Actually, I'll do an Alt F4 to close Excel.
Alt F4. New browser window. Microsoft Office Home dash.
And back in my portal, I'll press Insert F7.
Links list dialog.
And I want to look for PowerPoint.
Go to PowerPoint.
There it is. Go to PowerPoint. So I'll press Enter.
6%. Go to PowerPoint link, new browser window, Internet Explorer.
Again, it opened in the backstage view. I'll maximize the window.
Windows up arrow.
Focuses on a new blank presentation template.
Bullet link, new blank presentation.
Link, and I'll press enter to do that.
Presentation 3.pptx, Presentation 3.pptx. Edit.
So here in Excel, you have the same sort of scenario. You can press Control F6 to move to the status bar at the bottom of the page in different places.
Control F6. English left paren u dot s right paren button. Set language.
Okay, that's down at the bottom.
Control F6. Slide notes edit.
The slide notes also down near the bottom.
Control F6. Toolbar. Set language button.
The toolbar and set language button, that's at the bottom left of the page. Control F6 again.
Control F6. List of Microsoft services button.
Back at the top left on the Microsoft services button.
Control F6. Home tab selected, expanded, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read description.
Then back to the ribbon on the home tab, and then from there we'll go to the thumbnails view. Control F6.
Control F6. Edit. Slide 1.
And then Control F6 again.
Control F6. Slide panel.
There's the slide panel right there. And when you're in the slide panel, you can press the tab key to move from one object to another, just like you could in regular PowerPoint.
Slide panel. Center title placeholder. Click to add title.
There's the title placeholder.
Subtitle placeholder. Click to add subtitle.
In the subtitle, if I tab again, I'll go back to the title.
Center title placeholder, click to add title.
Very, very similar process here for going into edit mode. You press enter on these objects to go into edit mode.
Document contents. Document contents editing area edit, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to
read. And I'll type in something here.
Page. Today's presentation.
In the desktop version, you could press escape to get out of edit mode. You don't do that here in the cloud version. If you press escape, nothing happens.
Escape.
So to get out of edit mode in the PowerPoint online version, press function key F2.
F2, edit.
Center and then press tab to go to the next placeholder.
Subtitle placeholder.
Enter to go into forms mode.
F-A-D.
F2 to get out of that.
F2, edit. Subtitle placeholder, has text, by Dan Clark, slide panel.
Okay, so I've typed in some text there for the opening slide. If I wanted to insert a new slide, I could press Control F6 until I get to the ribbon.
Control F6, PowerPoint Online. Control F6, slide notes edit.
Probably would be better, quicker to go Control Shift F6 to go backwards, but since I'm already going forward, I'll keep going.
Control F6, toolbar. Control F6, list of Microsoft services button. Control F6, home tab selected, expanded, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text.
Okay, and then I can press the right arrow to go to the insert tab, or excuse me, the tab key.
Insert tab collapsed, use JAWS key.
Press enter on that.
Slides, slides new slide button, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read.
Focuses on the new slides button, I can press enter on that.
New slide dialog. Title and content, use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. 2 of 9.
There are 9 different choices here for new slides. It's on the second one, which is the most popular and most common one that you see, that has a title placeholder across the top, and then the main body of the screen or the slide would be the place for the bullet points. So if I press enter, I would open that type of a slide.
Edit. Subtitle placeholder, has text, by Dan Clark. Slide panel. Slide 1 today's.
And then I could press tab to move from one object placeholder to another, press enter to go in there and type the text, press F2 to get out of edit mode, and so on. So I think you'll find that most of the documents and items that you'll use in the 365 cloud version are fairly accessible, and I think the one exception is going to be the Outlook, the web app version. It's called Outlook Web App Standard Version. So if you're using Outlook in the cloud, you're probably better off using the Outlook Lite just to keep track of just basic email functions and things, and then use the desktop version for your more complicated things like meeting requests and tasks and reminders and things like that. In summary, much of what you need to do can be done in the online versions of Office, but even Microsoft mentions the following when they're talking about these online documents. When you go to the new button and you choose edit, you can choose edit in Word or PowerPoint. That's using the full functionality of Microsoft Word on your desktops. They say full functionality, that's talking about the desktops. When they say edit in Word, PowerPoint, etc. online, Their text for that says, make quick changes right here in your browser. And so if you're looking for quick changes that need to be made in the browser or on the go, if you're using a mobile device, the desktop or the cloud versions of Office 365 are pretty accessible. But when you need to use the full functionality of the Office product, you're better off using the desktop versions. I'm going to say one other thing, and then I'll wrap it up, and we'll take some questions. So it's about six after. I know we went a little long. It's a lot to cover. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is that there are a couple of different ways to get Office these days. And if you get the Office subscription, you get the online portal, like what you've seen here. And I'm going to close PowerPoint and go back to the portal.
Alt F4, new browser window, Microsoft Office Home - Internet Explorer. Go to PowerPoint visited link.
And when you have the online version here in your portal and you're working with the cloud documents, remember there was a link for installing the software and it was near the top of the page. And JAWS read it as...
Open the software page to install Office link.
Open new the software page to install Office.
Escape.
I clicked on it just to open it, but I'm going to close it back again. So when you choose that button to install the software, it's kind of in the top right-hand corner of this large section at the top of the screen here in the portal. When you do that, you actually install the desktop versions of Office, like Word and PowerPoint and Excel, onto your computer. And those versions... The versions that are basically installed with Office 365, with your subscription now to Office 365, are the versions that Microsoft is putting most of their development into. So there are actually two different versions. If I were to go to Microsoft Word, for example, I'll just open it back
open
up again real quick.
To install Office.
And if I go to a new blank document.
Copyright 2017 Microsoft link. Copyright 2017 Microsoft link.
And then if I go to the File tab to look at the online document.
Open.
And choose About.
About. D. About tab selected expanded has pop-up use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Alt Windows FD. Leaving menus. Document contents. Document contents editing area edit use JAWS key plus Alt plus R to read descriptive text. Press Ctrl F6 to leave. Press Alt Shift A for X. About. D. Help. L. About. D.
Now I'm looking and it's not giving me the same thing that I had that I thought I had before. So look under info.
Info. I.
No.
New. N. About. D.
Okay, I see it there. I'm sorry. So the build number for this one under the about is 16.0.8421.7775. Now, if I go to my other computer that does not have Office 365 installed, the version of Word, instead of being 8421, is actually 16.0.4549. So here in my online version of Word, the cloud version, I have 16.0.484. Now, if I go out of this and open up my regular Word documents that were installed from the cloud, just the desktop version of Word, I'm opening up my desktop version now. If I go to the File menu or the File tab and then choose D for Account, Delta, D Delta for Account,
Account tab,
and then tab forward, I'll find the About version here.
Change About, Sign Up, Switch Office, Office, OneDrive, Remove, Menu. Leaving menus. Microsoft Office 365, version 1706 left paren build 8229.2103.
So this is the, when I landed on, when Focus moved to the Manage Account button, I heard the Office version, Office 365, version 1706, and then a build number. If I continue pressing tab until I find About Word.
Menu, Office Insider, leaving menus. About Word button.
When I press enter here,
About Microsoft Registered Word 2016. Microsoft Registered Word 2016 MSO left paren 160.8229.2086 right paren.
So here it's saying that this desktop version, maybe I got it backwards. My desktop version says it's 16.0.8229.
Okay.
And back in my other version.
Dash Internet Explorer. Document open. O. Context about D.
It was 8421. So you see there is a slight difference there in the versions, and that's going to probably happen from time to time. The newer features and the newer accessibility improvements are being added to the 365 branch right now, sooner than they're being rolled out to the main branch where you have your desktop versions. All right, so I know there were a lot of questions, and I'm going to go back in here and turn off the desktop sharing. Get there first.
Microsoft Office Home. Microsoft Office Home.
I'll close
new browser window.
Portal.
Introduction to Office 365/2016 with JAWS dash
page.
Conclusion and contact information. Conclusion and contact information. Page has four headings and eight links.
And that pushes out the conclusion and contact information page. On that page, there's a link for the entire contents of today's presentation. It's a zip file that has all the lesson in it. And there's also some other links, like a link for your product experience that you, if you want to give us feedback, and some of the other information like our email addresses and other information is there as well. Back in the training
Freedom's
room,
Office 365,
find it.
Freedom Scientific.
I'm going to turn off the desktop sharing.
Context, closed captions, moderated text.
If I can find it.
Leaving menus, Freedom Scientific Training. Freedom Scientific Training Room left, 4%. Freedom Scientific.
Okay, so focus is now back in the training room. And you can, if you need to, push out the next link there as well.
Browser
so give me a chance to look at some of these questions in the archive, and then I'll let go of the microphone. But let me just look and see. There were a lot of questions that came in, and I appreciate that.
Document.
Kara had asked if there's a functionality to highlight the item as JAWS reads it. If you have the newest version of JAWS 18, Kara, yes, you can. On web pages, it will highlight it. Debbie asked about the message JAWS key plus Alt plus R. That message.
Document.
We'll give you different descriptions. Now, in this case, I think the way that it's coded on the web page there, JAWS was reading it for those controls, and it's not really appropriate for those controls. I don't think it makes much difference, if any. But it's just that JAWS saw the code there that tells it to give you that help information, even though it's not really applicable in this case. In some cases, when you have multiple tab, let's say a tab widget where you have multiple tabs on a page, and clicking one of those tabs causes the page to refresh in a different location and have some new text, that's when you would press the Alt Windows R to move to that new text that appears. And that's what that message is really for. I think we're getting it here a lot of places where we really don't need it. Let's see, other questions. Are there any rules of thumb about when to press arrows, when to press tab, when to press enter, when to press control F6 or F6? No, not really. I mean, the main thing is to remember that control F6 is your main keyboard navigation to navigate at the top level in Office Online. F6 by itself is your keystroke to maintain, to move in the same fashion on your desktop versions. So control F6 for the cloud and just F6 for regular desktop versions to move around from the taskbar to the ribbon and different task panes and things like that. And the question from Debbie said, sometimes the application cursor turns on, but I can't always read enough when it's on to know where I'm at and to confirm whether I've correctly typed something. Can I control when it fires? The Forms mode comes on for applications in the cloud when the web page author codes it that way, so you really don't have a choice. Forms mode should come on automatically in navigating through the applications that are built in, these newer applications where you're actually working with what looks like a document, but it's actually in the web browser. So you just have to learn when to press Control F6 to go from one place in the screen to another. Once you're in those places, you can try tab and arrow keys to see what works best. Some places the tab key works, some places the arrow key works. And if I understood all of that, I would probably have a lot more money than I do right now. Alice said, did I understand correctly that you can save your Word document, create it accessibly, of course, to an accessible PDF? The answer is yes. Mm-hmm. It may not create it with all of the accessibility that you need, Alice, like you would find. You may still have to do some remediation is the point there. If you're in Forms mode and typing on an online document, pressing the tab key will insert a tab in your document, like when you're typing in an email in a browser. Yep, that works. Curtis had asked, what's the web address for the Office 365 portal? Luis put it in there for you. Alice asked, is tell me what you want to do also in the desktop version? The answer is yes. Luis answered that one as well. Someone asked, I think Alice said, can the lesson be saved? If you're talking about this one, yes, it's going to be archived. In a couple of days, it will be up on our website. And I'll send out an email with those links to the archive in it as well. Almost through reading these questions, and then I'll let go of the microphone. Luis said, when you have JAWS open, press Alt-H, arrow down to resources, and then right arrow, and down to the free webinars, and it'll take you straight to all the webinars. Good point. Kelly says, is OneNote, which also comes with Office 365, accessible with JAWS? The answer is yes. Luis said, I believe so, but the answer is yes. And he wrote, I know Microsoft has made it accessible, and we've been working with Microsoft at VFO to make those things accessible. So the answer is yes. Good. Okay, that's all the questions that I see right now in the chat area. So if there are other questions, I'll let go of the microphone. If you have a microphone, you can feel free to hold down the control key and ask your question, or you can press function key F8 to move to the chat entry area and type in a question there as well. I do see a few hands raised occasionally, but I haven't heard anything coming through, so I'll give it a few more minutes.
Hey, Dan, is the next release of JAWS going to have any improvements to this?
Hey, Mitchell. Yeah, well, every release of JAWS that we come out with is going to have some improvements, because as things go forward, you're finding that the accessibility in Microsoft Office is improving a little bit every month. And the same thing is true for JAWS. Of course, we're improving it just about every release as well. And those include the free releases that we have just about every 4 to 6 or so weeks. We are typically adding in fixes and new features all the time. Yeah.
One thing that I will say, this is Tyler speaking, is that if you want to be on the bleeding edge of the stuff with Office, is there is information on how to become what's known as an Office Insider. Just like those of you that are Windows Insiders, the Office Insider program allows you to see some of these things before general release.
And as Tyler said, if you like to be on the cutting edge, yes. I used to have a subscription to the Firefox channels that they updated them every day, and I quit that after a while because it was too much. Now, Daryl asked why the spell check in Word seems to be getting worse as far as accessibility. I'm actually finding, Daryl, that it's actually much better now in these newer desktop versions. So if I launch Microsoft Word,
Alt Control W,
the desktop version here, and
Microsoft
pull that up,
Word document.
If I type in
period.
And I'm not sharing the desktop, but if you hear JAWS, it says,
today the girl threw the ball to her dog.
Today the girl threw the ball to her dog. And if I press F7 to go into spell check,
F7, document 1-word, pane, ignore once button.
Focuses on the ignore once button. And just because I'm showing it to you now, it's not doing as well as it should. Normally, JAWS would say and spell the misspelled word and then say and spell the suggested word, and it didn't do it that time. But focuses on the Ignore Once button. If you wanted to activate those buttons, you could just press the letter that's underlined. Ignore would be the letter I, G would be the letter Ignore All, Add would be the letter A. So in the earlier versions, you used to press Alt-A to add to your dictionary. Now, in the newer versions, it's just A when you're in the spell check. If you wanted to change something in the earlier versions, it was Alt-C to change it in the spell check. And now, if you want to change it, it's just the letter C by itself. So you don't have to worry about that letter or the Alt key with that.
Microsoft Word.
So I don't want to save that. Button. But I'm actually seeing it getting a lot better as far as the spell check goes.
If I remember correctly, I saw something that said that PowerPoint, I don't know if it's rolled out yet, but there was something that said that PowerPoint could apparently do auto layout of images and stuff on slides. I'm not sure in the desktop version. I'm not sure if that's actually rolled out yet or not, but that's something I heard about through Twitter.
Could be, Tyler. Yeah, I haven't heard about it, but it doesn't surprise me that they might be coming out with that if they haven't already. Some other things came in. Will there be any improvements to how the calendar and Outlook is read when navigating to it? That was Kelly. And I think the answer, again, would be yes. That things should get better, you know, as time goes on with the accessibility. Another one, Daryl asked, I seem to have this problem on a consistent basis. However, in Outlook, the old system still works. Could it be a JAWS issue? And I'm not sure what the problem was. That might have been about the spell check, Daryl, but I'm not positive.
Yes, I was referring to the spell check, actually.
Yeah, I don't find it works as well in Outlook as it does in Word, but I do find it improving in Word. Okay, well, this has been a good long webinar, actually, longer than I planned it to go, and I apologize for taking more time. I'm going to stop the recording.
Context menu.
Save that.